نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah that we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Tonight, tomorrow is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1441. So tonight's topic, my brothers, it's a term we all should learn. According to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the term is known as Irhas. What is the meaning of Irhas? Before the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the extraordinary events that took place at the time of the Milad Mubarak, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, which incidents took place, and thereafter, before Nubuwwat, the incidents that took place of an extraordinary nature, all that fall under the ambit and the umbrella and the terminology we the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah call Irhas. So remember this term, Irhas, and that is our topic for tonight, insha'Allah. We know that Makkah Mukarrama, from time immemorial, was, is, will always be the most holy and sacred place. And we also know that in the Arab Peninsula at that time, kufr and shirk, that is that blasphemy, polytheism, idol worshippers, was, you know, rife and rampant. So we find about 50-55 days, first incident. Prior to the honorable Mubarak, Milad Mubarak, birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident takes place, which we all know about, and we know the surah, Suratul Fil. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. So what had happened was, in Yemen there was a person called Abraha. And Abraha was burning with rage and fury. And when people are jealous, envious, they go to extraordinary lengths. So he said, you know what, why are people going to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and going to perform tawaf there for Hajj and Umrah and so forth? He, Abraha, decided he will bring big, huge elephants. And Allah forbid, they will demolish the Kaaba Musharrafa. And he had already intended and proposed to build one big structure there in Sana'a, in Yemen. Hence people will go there. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. As we see nowadays, our people are plotting, planning, scheming. But وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of planners. So he came. Now just for your information, mashallah, some of you, you were there for Hajj, for Umrah. And if you look even today, between Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, nowadays you youngsters, you're like BMW. When a person goes with a Nissan, Toyota to propose, they say they'll make istikhara. When they go with the BMW, the girl's father say, take my daughter, be my wife, lungile, is alright. You see, a lot of things go on in today's world. So you have your BMW M3, you know. So Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, easy for you to remember. So that constitutes the haram. Arafat, all is out of the haram. So today also, if you go and you look at the board, you will see Muzdalifah ends here. And then you will see like no man's land in between. When we take the hajis, the brothers and sisters for ziyarat, so we show them that see this area here is not really part of Muzdalifah, is not really part of Mina. It is called Wadi Muhassar. And that is the place where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that is the place where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala stopped Abraha and his elephants in their tracks. And that is where the Ababil came. Small, tiny little creation and decimated and destroyed the huge, huge elephants Abraha. So imagine this was to show humanity and posterity. An extraordinary event is going to take place. Before we see the disk of the sun appears, you see already some light appearing on the horizon. So what is the sun compared to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe and creation. And that is one of the major incidents that took place prior to the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second incident. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing the Sahaba after many, many years. Ana da'awatu Ibrahim. I am a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Father and son, Khalilullah alayhi salam, Zabihullah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, built and reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafah, the Baytullah. وَإِذْ يَرْفَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ. So they reconstructed the Baytullah. And then, after that, they went around the Baytullah 7 times. Almighty Allah loved that action and said, O Ummah, when you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you also must go around the Baytullah 7 times. Today we on radio, you know, all types of people listen. So many a time the non-Muslims, they phone us, contact us, and they say, you Muslims, are you a little bit crazy or what? For what you go round and round and that you're a little bit tipsy or what? I say, no, we are the most sober people on this earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine. So why we go round and round? You see, my brother, Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, that when your clothes are dirty, you put and place in the washing machine and it goes round and round and comes out pure and clean. So the Muslim goes round and round and he comes out purified and cleansed from his sins. So everything we have explanation with the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So thereafter Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam learned the du'as, my brother, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 127, 128. Go see what Quran says. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Whenever we accomplish something, we do an action, we don't just sit now satisfied and gratified. Allah ki bargah mein qabooliyat hona chahiye. We become maqbool, we beg Allah for acceptance. Thereafter he made dua, رَبَّنَا وَبْأَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Oh Allah, from here Makkah Mukarramah, in this wadi ghayri zi zara'in, where there is no habitation, no vegetation, send the khatamun nabiyyin, the last and the final messenger for all time and all places. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am the result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Wa bushra Isa. And Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus peace be upon him, the messenger of Islam, the last messenger of the Bani Israel. He was the final messenger for the Israelites. Between him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and he's going to the heavens, and the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, is 600 years. So nevertheless, so he, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, told the people, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, that the final messenger alayhi salatu salam will come and his name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is that creation that who is going to praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa La the most. And Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is that most beloved to Almighty Allah. So Allah Jalla wa La praises him the most. See the beautiful names. Ahmad, Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, the hadith goes on. Ana da'awatu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa wa ra'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur. My beloved mother, my biological mother, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking of his mother, Sayyida Amina. She is, has not given birth as yet, but she sees nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her, from Makkah. And it is illuminating Qusur al-Sham, the Levant. You know what is the Levant, brothers and sisters? Levant is Palestine, Jordan, Syria, and all these areas, part of Lebanon. So all that together you call in Islamic terminology Sham. In English we call it Levant. The greatest Nur is already emanating prior to the Milad Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And go open Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. So this we call Irhas. Thereafter, my brothers, now the time comes for the honorable birth of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Milad Mubarak. Which day? Monday. Therefore, in hadith, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Bukhari, everywhere you'll find it, very famous. Why do you fast, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Monday? Yawma wulidtu fi. That is the day that my Mubarak Milad took place, that I was born on that day. So in Islam, that we don't have, like the non-Muslim, when it's their birthday, then they have their wine, dine and swine and dancing, you know. We have ta'atullah, daytime, nighttime, all time, that we must be in the obedience of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So, wulid al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aam al-fil, in the year of the elephant, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak took place. It was in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. It was in Makkah Mukarrama. Why Makkah Mukarrama? The best of Allah's creation. So the best place is chosen, and that is Makkah Mukarrama. What time, my brothers? Monday, I told you, but what time on Monday? Subhanallah, that you see in the world today, that people are groping in so many darknesses. And you see Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1. This is one of the functions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. So see what time, exactly what time was the birth Mubarak of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subah Kazib ended and Subah Sadiq started. I'm not sure, like tomorrow morning. Maulana, you know the exact time tomorrow morning? Subah Sadiq? What time is it? Jay? No, no. Sari ends what time? No. Yeah, so yeah, okay. So, brothers, you can see how much difference of opinion you've got. I think if you keep fast tomorrow, you will go right through. So, mashallah, the brother says here that it is 3:32 or so. So anyway, we just make round, we say 3:30 plus minus, right? So 3:30, we say, is Subah Kazib. That your Sehri time, Witr time, everything, Isha time, everything ends there. And thereafter, your Fajr time starts. So when that alternating was taking place, that transfer, the night is finishing, and the Islamic day is starting, Fajr time is starting and commencing, at that time, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak took place, to show the world, my message is a Nurani message. My message is a message to dispel every darkness. It is for all times. And that is the conflict you are seeing today. يُرِيدُونَ يُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention and motive, the non-Muslims with their mass media, they want to extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Almighty Allah, Deenul Islam, and the Messenger of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message, بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths and their media. But Allah gave us inspiration, motivation. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Almighty Allah states that Allah Ta'ala's nur, radiance, effulgence will go throughout the whole world. Even though the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. So the message of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did prevail, is prevailing and will prevail. How do we see this till today? It's not if we speak we can be prejudiced and biased. We are Muslims, we were born Muslims or we embrace Islam. BBC carried the documentary and they said, you can go see it, therefore I'm giving you the reference, the fall of the cross, C-R-O-S-S, and the decline of the cross, and the rise of the crescent. So the churches are empty, and the mosque and the masajid are overflowing. The message of Nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everywhere in the world today. My brothers, I've been to South America on several occasions. Go and see what the transformation is taking place in all parts of the world. So I'm speaking about Irhas, the incidents that took place. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak takes place. There's excitement in the house. Where exactly in Makkah Mukarrama? You see, when you leave where the Kaaba Musharrafa is, and you go towards Safa Marwa, and if you know, if you're going walking towards the Maqbara, you're going towards the graveyard there in Makkah. So whilst you are walking, you pass Safa Marwa and you go out. Then on your right hand side, even today, you will see a Maktaba, you will see a library there. In that Mubarak place, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak took place. So we gave you the time, we gave you the date, we gave you all that. If you want the Gregorian calendar, then the ulama have written, it was the 20th of April, and it was the year 570, that Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. So everything we can pinpoint and show. Now what happens? You know Abu Lahab? What is Abu Lahab's name? Abdul Uzza. Uzza were their idols there, Afarait, Mullata, wal Uzza. So his name was Abdul Uzza. But he was so handsome, at night time you could see his face shining also. Abu Lahab, the father of flame. So Almighty Allah said, Sayasla naran zatala. That he dispatched to Jahannam and he will really see the flames. But what did he do? When the news came, then he said that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Milad took place. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So he came rushing and Suwayba was there. Suwayba is one of the ladies who breastfed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like how Sayyida Halima Saadiyah radiallahu anha breastfed, Suwayba breastfed Sayyida Hamza radiallahu anha. And when he was a small person, you know, small. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak took place, remember then also she was one of the ladies to breastfeed. So he, Abu Lahab, who's the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came with his index finger and some he pointed to her, she was a slave. And she brought the good news that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak birth took place. So in that excitement, he pointed his finger and he said, go, I give you freedom. Go open Bukhari Sharif. What is the truth we have to speak? So remember in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, Quran says he's dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. But Mondays, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, let some water flow between his finger and between his thumb. So some takhfif takes place. There is punishment for Abu Lahab, Abdul Uzza is decreased because he did this one good deed when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place. Open Bukhari Sharif, you'll find it. So you need to understand all these type of things, my brothers. Go on. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When your baby is born, what is the first thing you do? You will ask the nurse, you will ask the doctor, the gynecologist, you will ask your wife, is everything normal? The fingers, the toes, the lungs, all. Subhanallah, who's to tell us about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who's to tell us? Allah jalla wa la states, I will tell you. Open Surah 53, Surah Najmi, and see how Almighty Allah describes Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am speaking to you live. 3 radio stations are carrying it throughout the world. People are listening. Alhamdulillah, hadha min fadli Rabbi. So we speak. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his desires. It is but wahi and revelation that Almighty Allah sends to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My eyes, your eyes, what significance is it? Nothing. The Mubarak eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. Their Mubarak eyes never ever saw haram. It was always seeing that which Almighty Allah wanted to us. Me and you, normally when I deliver nikah lectures, I raise this one point. Quran Sharif tells us in Surah Kahf, that teaches us a lesson, that when you go to your market, when you go to your shop, to your farm, to your plantation, all that, say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Allah will give you much, much better. So when you see your beautiful house, your beautiful car, your beautiful shop, say, MashaAllahu la quwwata illa billah. But today's Muslim, when he sees his wife, what he will say? If he's newly married, then MashaAllah, he will say, this youngster who brought me, Hafiz Ahmed, I asked him, Hafiz Ahmed, you married? He said, no, inshallah, February. So from there till here, I was giving him some tips, you know. The youngsters, they want tips, you know. So I was giving him some tips of marriage, that you must read this, do this, all these type of things. So now you're an old timer, married like us 30, 40 years and all that. So you ask a brother, when you see your wife, what you say? He say, I say, Inna Lillahi. So I say, why? He say, when I married her, she was slim and trim, and now she's blown out of proportion. You see, brothers, that is no. The older they get, the more you must love them. That's what Quran is teaching us. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's anatomy, his Mubarak body, Allah jalla wa ala speaks of it. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intelligence, these enemies of Islam used to say, that he is possessed, Allah forbid. He suffers from epilepsy and Allah forbid. What kufr statements they made. So Almighty Allah say, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ. He is the most intelligent, the greatest intellectual for all times, all places. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the heart mubarak. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. So what the heart Mubarak used to see was the truth, but nothing but the truth. Then praising Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam head to toe, when everything of the master is Mubarak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Allah say? Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. That, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I elevated you, elevated you, elevated you so much. Idha dhukirtu, dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your Mubarak blessed name sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan you hear? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Carry on. In Ibn Asakir's Tariq, and if you want easy reference, you've got the book, many of you. Go open Rahikul Makhtoom and go open the seal nectar. You will find the incident there. Last week, Thursday, I was still in Madinah Munawwara. So they announced at 20 to 7. Salatul Istisqa, Yarhamukumullah. Salat for rain. Come on, come on, everybody. So we read behind Sheikh Salih, Ahmed Talib. So we read the Istisqa Salat, the Salat for rain last week, Thursday. Makkah Mukarramah Hayat Salat, Madinah Munawwarah Hayat Salat. So Sheikh Bandar Balila read there, and yeah, Sheikh Ahmad Talib read in Madinah. We were in Madinah Munawwarah. In Makkah Mukarramah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Milad Mubarak took place. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is still being carried by the family members. And now there is, like what we see in South Africa now, some parts, dead livestock, and so many things are happening, dying and so forth. So there was a terrible severe drought in Makkah Mukarramah. What did he do, Abu Talib? He's the uncle of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He took, listen carefully, O people of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Mawlana spoke of Aqeedah, this is our Aqeedah. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, uncle, Abu Talib, takes the master, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in his hands, took the master Alayhi Salam, took the countenance, learned words of respect when we speak of the master Alayhi Salam. Countenance, the face Mubarak of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let the face Mubarak of the Master Alayhi Wasallam touch the Kaaba Musharrafa. Yastaski biwajhihi al-Kareem. Ya Allah, through the Mubarak countenance and face and the wasila of this beautiful, handsome, most handsome, the nephew of mine, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let the heavens open and the rain come. Lo and behold, they just did that, and then the rain came. I gave you the references, you go see. Do we understand, my brothers? Already Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people realized that he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah jalla wala. Last week Friday I was there. And I went to Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha's grave. And I said, Ya Sayyida Halima Saadiya, you are the personality that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called you. Ummi ba'da ummi. You are my mother after my biological mother. But when I said, do you know Saadiya, where Saadiya is? When you go from Makkah to Taif, it's 1 hour drive now if you have a good taxi driver. And if you go even further, so there you will find the Banu Sa'd tribe. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Halima Saadiya, became, and her mode of transport, her camel or whatever, was right at the back. So nobody wanted to come there. Inna an-nasa malu ila man indahu malu, wa man la indahu malu fa'anhu an-nasu malu. That when people see wealth, then they all go that way. When there's no wealth, the people go the other way. So they say, this is a yatim child. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. So we won't get much. But Allah wants to elevate Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha. So she goes, yes, I will take Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She just had to carry the master alayhi salatu salam. And her camel, Mubarak now we'll say, then when they're returning, then it's overtaking all the other camels and mode of transport and means of conveyance. The people asked her, Oh Halima, did you change your markab? Did you change your means of conveyance? She said, no, the means of conveyance is the same, but the rakib, the personality I have, he has changed. That is the irhas, that is extraordinary events showing humanity that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak blessed Milad has taken place, and the history of humanity will change, and the land, in the sand, in the water, in the heavens, and everywhere else. Take 5 more incidents. It is Faris, the Persian Empire. If you studied the, I've been to Iran, we've been to Iraq, alhamdulillah. If you study the Persian Empire, they had 14 towers. And lo and behold, Monday Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Milad Mubarak is going to take place. The night before that, these beautiful towers of theirs, and that was their pride and their joy. Like every country today they have, today foreigners come from where and where. They want to go to Kruger Park. They want to see the big five. You know big five. If you know South African history, sometime I have to tell you about this to make you understand this, I have to explain you something else, you know. If you know South African history, the King of England, he came before I was born and most of you were born. So he went to Kruger Park. He wants to see the King of the Jungle. So they gave him the best warden. So morning time till evening, he couldn't find one lion. So he told the chief, boy, mister, listen, tomorrow you must show me. He said, definitely. Next day they went, everything, he can't see lion. He extended his trip, changed his program, third day. They say, okay, this is my last day, you must show me a lion. So they went, everywhere, they couldn't find a lion, so the newspaper carried the article. And the caption, the King of the Jungle does not want to see the King of England. The King of the Jungle does not want to see the King of England. Yeah, Allah. So my brothers, this was their joy, you must remember. So prior to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak birth, everything started trembling, started falling apart. When they called their people, he said, our sultanate, our empire is on the verge of crumbling. Go study Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's history. And see how he conquered Iraq, how they conquered Iran, all that the whole Persian empire, everything collapsed. All was already shown prior to the Milad and at the time of the Milad of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One incident. Second one. If you study the Majus, Majus are the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers. They had fire burning for thousand years. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Milad takes place. Then what happens? All the lights and everything, the fire suddenly got extinguished, no more burning. When you have sunlight, what the candle will do? You know, today we have DC, we have direct current, then you have AC, alternate current, then you have ANC and no current, load shedding. So what happens when you have load shedding? So you bring all the candles, but when the lights come back, the candles are off. So when Mustafa, لَقَدْ قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So that is the nur of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's message given to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Persian Empire, the Zoroastrians, the fire worshippers, the jinnats. Surah Yasin, Surah 36, 83 verses. Next surah, Surah Safat. The shaitan, South Africa and New Zealand, I've been there 3 times, so we know. So we had agreement with them. You South African, you just come in and out, no problem. Now, you must apply for visa, there are a lot of stories. So these shaitans, they didn't need no visa, no nothing. They could just roam around everywhere in the skies, in the heavens and all. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Milad Mubarak takes place. Finish shaitan, you also, your visa is expired. Your visa is revoked. Inna zayyanna samaa'a ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawaakib wa hifzan min kulli shaytanin maarid la yasma'un. So read the whole starting of Surah Safat, and in front you will see illa man khatifa al-khatfa fa adba'ahu shihabun saqib. You will see that a burning fire will come, a burning star. And it will burn the shayateen who want to steal information from the top. This was to show them the final messenger has come with the final constitution for humanity, for jinn. And it is the eternal constitution for all times, all places. The history for the jinnats also changed. If you've been to Iraq, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْإِرَاقِ. Do we know what is Iraq? When you study Iraq in Arabic, it's called Ardur Rafidatain. I've been to Iraq in 2000, Allah's help. Ardur Rafidatain means this side is the Furat Euphrates River, and this side is the Dijla, that is the Tigris River. Subhanallah, our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq sahab, writing on this topic of the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that Nahrul Furat, the Euphrates River, the direction in which it was moving, the current of the water, the night, the day when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Milad took place, then you see that the currents change also and started going in a different direction. That even the water was impacted and affected with the honorable birth of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go further, my brothers, that you see Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 12 years old and he goes to Sham, to Syria. And there, with Abu Talib, his uncle. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes with his uncle, and then there is a monk, Buhayra. He came to Abu Talib and said, "Who's this personality?" He said, "It's my nephew. His father passed away, Abdullah. I am the uncle, the chacha, the kaka." And he, Buhayra Rahib, would not come out. He said, "You better take the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam back. The enemies will try and assassinate or cause harm to him." The Master al-Islam is 12 years old at that time. Say, "How you know? How you know?" He said, "When the Master al-Islam was walking, I could see that the clouds are giving shade to him. The trees are making ruku sajda to him. And I can see all these things. And I read in our Bible that this will happen to that personality who is destined to become the final messenger of Almighty Allah." So therefore I am telling you that you must now take great care of this special nephew of yours. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil-adawu. Virtue is that even your enemies bear testimony to it. So imagine. Today the Muslim, we don't worry. Inna lillahi. Hazrat Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, he wrote, he said, "O Ummah, what is wrong with you? If you speak of Ishkun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara, whilst delivering the sermon, the khutbah, the Master alayhi salatu salam would place his Mubarak hand against the tree, against the palm tree, and then the Sahaba said, 'Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us build a mimbar for you.' You see here also three steps, mashallah. So three steps. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam left the tree and went to stand. The tree started weeping, crying. Today, if you can read Arabic, it's written there, Ustuwana Hannana. What is Ustuwana Hannana? The place where the mimbar was initially, meaning Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lean against it. It was crying because now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak hands are no more touching. That shows love to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salam says, irhas is our topic. The things that occurred prior to wahi, all that are called irhas. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I still remember those stones and those pebbles when I used to walk in Makkah Mukarramah in the gullies and alleys. They used to make salam to me, assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." The stones recognize the Master alayhi salam, but the ummah today, where are we? We say the West is the best and white is right. We suffer from a complex. We have the inferiority complex. We are the ummah of Rahmatulil Alameen alayhi salam. We are the ummah of Khatamun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. We have the best. We should be sharing it with the rest. But what are we doing? Go on with Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam and see so many lessons for us to learn. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these people who are mushrikeen, they were busy with their idol worship, everything. But they saw the impeccable character of the Master alayhi salam. They took their amanat, they took their trust, their valuables, and they entrusted it to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ أُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِي. I stayed in your midst. You know my history, you know my geography, you know everything of me. You gave me the title As-Sadiq al-Amin. So to show the greatest, that is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his family, he himself, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma'asum. So no one can point a finger. Nabi il ummi. No human being will teach the master alayhi salam. Sometimes we translate Nabi il ummi incorrectly. For me and you, ummi means that we can't read and write. You don't translate like that. It's su'ul adab for the master alayhi salam. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. If you want to be successful, O Ummah, you must learn adab, ba adab, ba nasib, be adab, be nasib. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No person is successful, the shahid, the poet says, except if you learn respect. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. And any person who shows disrespect to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Deenul Islam, remember that he will be unsuccessful and Allah will disgrace him, Allah forbid. So today many a time, even translators, they make this mistake, that how do you translate Nabi il Ummi? He is that Zat, he is that Muqaddas personality, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. No human being taught Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. Allah Jalla Wala taught you directly, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So open Mustafa Ahmad. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. The Master alayhi salatu salam's honorable father passed away. قَبْلَ الْمِلَاد, before the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salam. The mother passed away when the Master alayhi salatu salam was so young. Oh Ummah in South Africa, do we even know this? We got our maids, we got our domestic, we got our workers, do we share with them this? Tell the world that there was, after Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's honorable mother passed away in Abwa. Today if you go the old road, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, you will still see the boards there and so forth. Nevertheless, there's a separate topic. Who took care? In whose hadana? In whose custody did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam come? Now they had to return to Makkah Mukarrama. She was an African lady. She was an African lady, dark in complexion. Her name Baraka. Her kunya Egnoman Umme Ayman. Tell the world and tell South Africa. We know our apartheid history. That an African lady, she took Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and brought Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Makkah Mukarrama. Ba'da wafati ummi, after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother. So the problem is what, my brothers? I was at the airport today. What you see at the airport? Oh, Al Tambo Airport. What you will see? Yesterday was a scene of jubilation. South Africa won. You all know that. Don't you know? So you all know that. So, you see, my brothers, if you ask the Kala, Kala's one leg is already in the grave. You ask Baji, he's almost both legs are in the grave. But everybody knows what's the rugby score, what's the cricket score, what's the score. But what do we know about Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sahaba say, we used to learn every, see Maulana said just now, every sunnat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I conclude with this. I ask my brother Dawood Munli till what time I must speak, because we are on different radios now. So, you know, everybody got their schedule. He said by 22 you must be finished, so I'm keeping my one eye on that watch also. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 3, Al-Imran, verse 31. If you love Almighty Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. So you must follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. When the cow gives birth to the calf, that calf is called tabi'. So when you study philology and the words and the history of words, so this is how you learn. So you must remember that ittiba means this. How the calf follows the mother, we have to follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks of life. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So that is the message we have to take. We have the best, Allah's most Habib, most beloved, the best Sharia, the best religion, Islam. So why are we not practicing, propagating the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You see, you are married. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drinks water. Try it tonight. So I'm drinking now. She says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at me. And thereafter the water is still left. And then the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the glass, turned it around, the side from where I drank, to show Siddiqa, Bintu Siddiq. Oh my Aisha, oh my Humaira, oh my Muwaffaqa, oh my Aish. All these names Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called her, radiyallahu anha. Ya Siddiqa Bintu Siddiq. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show his love, he took the glass, turned it around, the side from where she drank. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank from there, and she states, hadith in Sunan Nasai, wa ana ha'idun, I was in my napaki, my menses. You will do? Today's enlightened Muslim, today's modern Muslim, he says, what you talking, how can I do that? I'll get germs. You go do all other unda danda, there is no germs. Yeah, he speak of germs, inna lillah. So my brothers, it is our honor to practice, to take the name of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to know everything of the Master alayhi salam, qabl al-milad, ind al-milad, ba'd al-milad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened before the honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What happened during the time when the Master alayhi salatu wasallam Mubarak milad took place? And what happened after that? So we conclude today's, inshallah tomorrow we will be there in Masjid-e-Nur in Ashawal. We'll choose another topic inshallah of the Mubarak Seerah Tayyibah, Hayat Mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's make dua. We all know we need rain in our beautiful country. We have a beautiful country, believe you me brothers. Make dua for our beloved South Africa. Make dua for the Ummah. Make dua for the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. And in that way, Almighty Allah bless us. Allah Ta'ala reward the Capital Group. MashaAllah, they sponsor all these programs. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for His deen also. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب عمل يقربنا إليك اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم أغثنا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. We thank the imams of this masjid, maaf, I don't know your people's name, the trustees and all the officials. Barakallahu feekum to all of you as well. Inshallah, whenever Allah wants, we'll meet you all again. Jazakallahu khairan.